It's the T3 podcast. Hope you're not feeling too stodgy from all that Christmas food. It is that dodgy bit just before New Year. You're fed up with the folks. You're thinking about New Year's resolutions. You're certainly thinking about New Year's beers. Maybe get fit for 2008. Deal with that next week. I'm Paul, and in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give you 4 ideas of how you can make getting fit less boring and without you having to go down the gym with the rest of the fatties and those anoraki gym bunnies. Hiya from T3 is here. He's been road testing some of these futuristic fitness gadgets. So coming up, the human touch board, which means you can surf or board in your bedroom. The power plate, which is good if you're well into your training. The water rower, where you don't get wet. And the Trickster X-Bike, which exercises your whole body. First, the human touch board. Now, their website claims to give you the body you've always dreamed of in just 15 minutes of fun a day. Sounds too good to be true, Haya.
The human touch board is a really cool little device where it's kind of like a beach ball with a piece of wood balanced on top of it, except high tech. So you've got engines and motors in there which will move in different directions to train different parts of your body. So you've got a remote control to control which direction you want to go and what you want to train, and then it kind of wiggles back and forth and you try to keep your balance on top of it. You can hold a couple of weights if you want, if you want to make it a little bit heavier. It's really amazing. You don't move an inch, but you feel completely knackered, so it must be good for you.
Okay, it comes with different speeds, so you can combine that for the perfect workout. As I mentioned, it's also quite good because you can use it for doing sit-ups, light weights, stuff like that.
Come with a little booklet to come up with some ideas and stuff, and it's really quite small, so you can tuck it away under your bed or whatever to hide away when you're not using it.
£400 is the cost, and I suppose as well good if you're heading out on a winter holiday because it teaches you your balance before you go boarding as well. £400 is the cost, good as well I suppose if you're heading on your winter holiday, really good to get your balance and all that in step before you go boarding. Next, the Power Plate Pro 5 Airdaptive. Now, this is the daddy of this kind of thing and the ultimate fitness gadget. It's also one of the most expensive things you'll find, with a price tag £8,200.
Basically what it does, it's like a giant vibrator that you stand on top of.
Way!
Way! It's not nearly as dodgy as it sounds. You stand on top of it and it shakes. That's all it does. But it does so in a very finely attuned way. We had one in the office the other day, and it makes you feel completely ridiculous. Any loose part of body you might have shakes all over the place. So any flab, any extra fat, it just shakes all over the place. I'm not sure how this makes you feel better, but you'd be very surprised by how much of a difference it makes. If you stand like with bent knees, your thigh muscles get an absolutely insane workout. Or you can kind of lean forward and hold on to the bars and you get a big, massive arm workout. I'm not sure if it's worth £8,500. As far as exercise machines go, it is a pretty high-tech piece of equipment.
The good thing about this, so says the website, it builds strength and stamina. Also good, you could get your granny on this because it says it's very good at staving off the effects of aging and strengthening bones for osteoporosis or something like that. Next, the water rower. This is, according to its website, the closest you're going to get to actually being on the water without actually getting wet. £1,400. What makes this the best rower on the market? Because there's loads of them, isn't there?
It's one of those really, really smooth machines where every single motion just feels really, really well oiled. I mean, I've been on a couple of rowing trainers where you just feel as if you're sitting on a piece of plastic and sliding back and forth, and it just feels really dodgy. This thing really oozes quality, and it's brilliant. It feels really good. You get a full range of training exercise out of it. Obviously, you get your legs because you move back and forth on the sliding seat. You get your arms because you really get your muscles into it, and your back muscles and your bum, and everything just gets a massive workout. And it looks quite good as well, you know, as far as a rowing machine goes. You know, it's not really the most attractive thing immediately, but it's a kind of a cool looking device. I like it.
Stick it in your spare bedroom if you've got one. Rowing's one of the best ways to get fit, isn't it?
Apparently, that and swimming.
Finally, the Trickster X-Bike, which is the only indoor cycle which engages the upper body as well as the legs. Costs range from £700 to £1,150. The Red Bull Formula One team claims this is the mother and father of all bikes. Great all-round exercise. You don't have to go outside. But most importantly, it looks good.
It looks really good. It's also a really good full-body workout. The way it works is that if you can imagine the Tour de France riders going up this really steep hill and really going back and forth and getting their whole body into the thing. Well, that's what you do in this thing. You hold the handlebars and you pull them from side to side, and it's weighted. So you use your arms, your upper body and your back and everything to kind of get some motion going, and you just kind of pull through.
Okay, what's the spec on it? Is it kind of good technically?
It is very good, and it looks good. I mean, I think you would buy this for the looks.
Okay, you can lose 500 calories in 30 minutes using this bike, according to its website. So that's the Trickster X bike. So we've done the X bike, the water rower, the power plate, which was the 8,200 quid thing, and the human touch board. Which one would you have if you could choose any of them higher?
I think the rowing machine. It's good, it feels good, and getting your whole body into it, it's brilliant.
Okay, I think I go with the X bike. It does look really, really good. That's enough thoughts of getting fit for now. Crack open another beer, grab another mince pie, and enjoy the rest of the holidays. Why not surft3.com? You've got plenty of time on your hands. Do something useful, and you'll be able to find all the best gadgets and start your shopping for next year as well. Good exercise will also be a stroll down to the newsagents for the new edition of T3 magazine out now. Have a good one. Happy New Year.